here's a story from The World.
In today's digital age, there are only a few days of the year where print newspapers totally sell out anymore. It happened in Germany recently, a different kind of banner headline. On the front page of one of the country's biggest papers, nearly 200 actors came out as members of the LGBTQ community. Copies flew off the stands. The movement is called Act Out, and the actors say they're not staying silent anymore. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
Karen Honcheski spent years hearing about the anti-LGBTQ discrimination that her fellow queer actors faced.
I know casting agents who told actors they know that they are queer, but they told them, don't go publicly out because then I cannot give you any auditions anymore.
Honcheski experienced similar situations herself. About a year and a half ago, she was at a film festival with her girlfriend. Before they arrived at the event, Honcheski's agent offered some unsolicited advice.
My agent told me that it would be better if she doesn't go with me on pictures or on the red carpet. People told us to be invisible. And, of course, this hurts.
For her, that was the last straw. She decided she was going to do it. She would come out despite the risk of losing her career. But instead of just changing her own reality, Honcheski says she wanted to make structural change, and she'd need help to do it.
I was like, oh my God, I have to be part. It felt like really urgent, like I needed to be part.
Jules Elting is one of the 185 actors who ended up participating in Act Out. Elting says coming out as non-binary with such a large group felt empowering and momentous. But the significance didn't hit until they saw that front page of the South German newspaper. It was covered with the names and photos of all 185 actors.
It was so emotional because I went really from picture to picture and I said hello and thank you to every person, like, for their courage and acknowledging each life story, which is so different.
Each actor's experience is different. The group includes people of all genders and sexual orientations, German actors with intersectional identities from a range of generations. Still, they share the same goals. Elting says one change they're looking for is more LGBTQ characters on screen.
I have never seen a non-binary character at all on German TV, you know? Or in German cinema, like we just don't exist. That's really also beautiful because I feel like, wow, I'm going to be able to change something and play a character that can be like a role model, sorry, for somebody to see themselves and like recognize themselves.
Lamine Leroy Jibba wants the same thing. He's a Black queer actor who says German media doesn't mirror German streets.
When you walk around, you see so many different people with different perspectives and different lives and different identities, but it's just not reflected in the media. I've never seen myself on German television or in German movies or on German stages.
When Jibba says never, he really means it.
LGBTQ just does not exist.
Professor Elizabeth Prommer researches diversity in German media at the University of Rostock. She studied thousands of roles on TV and in film, trying to figure out the percentage of gay and lesbian characters.
And we had so few non-heterosexual characters that I cannot give you a percentage. It was just a handful of 11,000 characters.
Not even 1%. All of the actors I spoke with say media execs largely blame these abysmal stats on German audiences. They think queer stories are a niche genre that won't be relatable or bring in enough cash. Karen Honcheski says the Act Out movement disproves that.
The audience seems to be quite ready because I get messages like daily, 10, 20 messages of the audience that share with me. They are so grateful and they say that now that we did it, they can live a little bit more free now.
Overall, response to this mass coming out has been positive. Along with selling out those newspaper stands, film institutions, TV networks, and major theaters have said they stand in solidarity with the actors. Lamine Leroy Jibba is waiting for the follow-up.
I'm just now very curious to see what concrete actions, how they're going to make the industry that we are all in more inclusive and more diverse and equitable.
Honcheski admits there's still some fear that things won't change, that she and her fellow actors will lose work.
But putting this fear aside is so empowering. How I feel now is incredible. I really feel that I put this shame that is always put on me. I put it aside. Now it can be the shame of someone else. It's not my shame.
ACT OUT members know there's a long road to equality and diversity on screen. But with a growing list of LGBTQ actors now visible, it's a journey they feel ready to take. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier. From PRX.